Friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I have been taking some time off and I want to thank each and every one of you for your amazing messages, your cards, your letters, your handmade gifts. And you have been offering me such comfort and support in the time of my significant losses. For those who may not be aware, my furry family members, Elsie and Teddy, passed away within a week of each other recently. And I am so grateful for the amazing things that you sent me that I'm going to be sharing on an upcoming show. So I have been taking some time to just get back on my feet, literally try to start functioning again. And for any of you that have lost a soulmate in terms of an animal companion, you know how absolutely devastating that is. There is a special bond that goes along with animals. It's quite different than a human relationship. And this has really knocked me for a loop. They were the last remaining animals of our all-time five. I've never not had an animal in my life. And this is the first time that I am without a little heartbeat in the home and the four paws. And it is quite empty. And I feel adrift, but I did want to come back and bring to you an updated video. I still will be playing some of my top hits from time to time. In fact, I just finished doing an interview that I'll be airing with the CEO of Noble Gold. And Noble Gold has been a longtime sponsor for me. And I'm so grateful for that partnership because I'm able to bring you these videos at no charge to you. And this is really my full-time job. I invest an extraordinary amount of time and energy and effort to research these videos, to help you learn about your rights, to stand strong, to stand by your convictions, to stand up against these horrible tyrants. And that's the story that I want to share with you in today's video about a young woman who is trying to embark on her career in terms of needing to go to nursing school. And wait until I tell you what she is facing in the state of California. And she's not alone. There are many of these individuals that have been fighting for their right to their education. And so far, I've had a track record of, you know, batting a thousand in terms of helping people, especially in the nursing schools, but California is really turning the screws. And I want to share with you some of the strategies and information that I shared with her. And hopefully this will be of help to you going forward as well. So before we do that, I do want to thank Noble Gold Investments for sponsoring this video. So give me just a moment and we are going to hop right on over. Where you want to go is noblegoldinvestments.com. And right here on the homepage, you can see that there is a free masterclass with Kevin Sorbo. I'm just going straight to the punchline here. And you can also, so you can click there and it will take you right on over to this free masterclass, and you'll learn from Kevin Sorbo about protecting your wealth. And so if that's something of interest to you, go on over to noblegoldinvestments.com. You can also give them a call at 877-646-5347. And that's because there's bad turbulence ahead. The economy right now, as you know, is basically a minefield. It seems like it's ready to detonate and destroy the wealth and dreams of the unprepared. There's bank failures, there's de-dollarization, there's high debt. And amidst the chaos, there is a beacon of hope that emerges. So here again, Kevin Sorbo, the legend of screen legend of Hercules. He's a Christian actor. He's an outspoken activist for the people. Let me know in a comment below if you know about Kevin Sorbo, his wife, Sam, how they have been standing up as patriots through all of the hogwash we've been going through. So he's got something called an economic crisis toolkit, and it's crafted in partnership with Noble Gold Investments, the experts there. So Sorbo is on a mission to help everyday Americans like yourself and me navigate the upcoming potential nightmare. So this is a shockproof kit, basically. It's a toolkit and it's a compass for you to get you through the turmoil with recession-proof strategies, inflation-busting techniques, and opportunity-seizing skills to help you not just survive, but thrive the potential bedlam. So this crisis threatens to derail your financial future, but you can stay on track and emerge stronger than ever. And as I say, the best part is that this shield of knowledge is absolutely free. So you don't want to become another casualty. You can enlist in Sorbo's Wealth Warrior ranks today. Again, you just click on Sorbo Masterclass. You will be able to arm yourself with all the tools and tactics you need to protect your hard-earned assets. So go to noblegoldinvestments.com now. Sign up for that economic crisis toolkit. Remember, there's always a risk of investment, investments carry a risk. There's no guarantee, but get all of your questions answered. And for heaven's sakes, get this free economic crisis toolkit over at noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, I want to share with you this very heart-wrenching story of a young woman who is embarking on her nursing career. And there have been so many people that I've helped over the years, and especially over the last few months, because these colleges are the last holdout, along with the medical settings. And I will be bringing you another video in a few days about another healthy American who has been lodging complaints against a very well-known medical facility in San Diego, California. And I'm telling you, California is absolutely the worst when it comes to your rights. And it's so strange because they count themselves as the leader in terms of non-discrimination in other areas. So for example, this friend of mine that has been fighting the discriminators, those that who are actually coercing and threatening and intimidating him in order to get medical care. And he has not complied at all. But imagine if he wanted to use the women's restroom and some women were complaining. Well, you better believe that the California Civil Rights Department would err on the side of standing with him, because it would be an error saying he has the right to use a woman's restroom because he, and he doesn't, but I'm using this as an example, identifies as a woman. So that's the name of my video. And this is, I identify as fully immunized by the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's the punchline. Let me unravel this a little bit for you. Think about these young adults that are embarking on their profession. And these colleges have gone after these young adults tooth and nail to force them to become human pincushions. It is so distressing and deeply unsettling, to use a mild word, to hear about these young adults that cave in and they give in, they give up, and they give over their freedom, and they comply or they go along with these illegal measures and requirements to become a human pincushion in order to continue their studies, specifically in nursing programs, because they're saying that they're in a medical setting and therefore they not only need to obstruct their breath, but they have to become a human pincushion. And if they don't, then they're not allowed to continue with their studies. Let me set the record straight. Every nursing school in the United States, including in California, California tries to set itself apart. And of course, it is set apart in so many ways that I've talked about before, all of the horrible things that happen in California. They certainly are the leader in so many things, and particularly in discrimination. So these California colleges seem to think that they have a right to discriminate against people because they're discriminating against everyone. And that's exactly what they say. And that's what they said to this young woman that I'm assisting as a client. This is not any type of legal advice, but it is a legal education. And I help these individuals understand their rights and navigate all of the minefields, the pitfalls, and the booby traps that these horrible serpents are setting out for them. So what this school is saying is that because they are requiring everyone to be a human pincushion, it's not discrimination because it is a requirement across the board. Friends, I've spoken about this at length. That's like saying everyone is required to use the stairs, even those in a wheelchair. It's not discrimination because the requirement is applied to everyone. It's also required that everyone eat a ham sandwich. And don't worry about the Muslims and the Jews or even the vegans, because it's applied across the board, and therefore it is not discrimination. And that is their very weak and really inept and imbecilic response to the woman who is saying, I have a right to object to any practice that is in opposition or is in conflict to my sincerely held religious beliefs. And she believes, and you don't have to agree with her. In fact, the school doesn't have to agree with her. Because the law is clear that one's sincerely held religious beliefs are individual. They have nothing to do with any, they do not have to have anything to do with a traditional religion, with an established doctrine. You do not need to bring any documents from your pastor or any religious, you know, materials that have been published. These are your individual, sincerely held public, excuse me, these are your individual, sincerely held religious beliefs. They are have nothing to do with a personal belief, with a political or scientific or medical or societal instance. It is your own sincerely held religious belief, and the law allows for that, and these schools are required to abide by them. So here's where it gets really interesting. The person that was denying her had in their signature line, first of all, the woman's name was like Mary Smith, and then it said she, they, meaning her pronouns, Mary Smith's pronouns, because don't you know, we're too stupid to know that Mary is a woman, but apparently Mary has a split personality or a multiple personality is a better way of saying it, because she wants to be referred to as they. Well, friends, I've been an English teacher for my entire career, and that's grammatically incorrect. And if you were to say that Bob lives in California, they have a nice house, meaning Bob has a nice house, I'm going to mark that incorrect, because guess what? It's incorrect. There's no such thing as they when you're referring to one person. It's called singular. So this is where it gets interesting. Mary identifies as a multiple personality and wants to be referred to as they. Well, that's her little, I guess, abandonment of reality, which is so bizarre, and actually, I would say mentally ill or some kind of psychosis, because to think that you are a they is very strange to me, and it's not comporting with reality. So I suggested to this young woman, after she educate the college in California on all of the laws that protect her right of not complying, I don't even like to use that word, of not going along with their ridiculous requirement of becoming a human pincushion. And by the way, if everyone else already has partaken in the cocktail, don't they work? Why do you have to do that as well? I've said it before and I'll say it again. Does your raincoat only work if I wear one? It makes no sense. So I recommended that this young woman say, well, you know, Mary, they, since they believe that they are they, and you identify as they, well, I identify as fully immunized. That's what I identify as. I identify as a fully immunized individual by the power of the Holy Spirit, because God created me with an immune system that functions the way he wants it to. And if he sees fit for me to be sick, guess what? I'll do you one better than your cocktail or your, what do you guys call it? A face diaper? I call it a suffocation device. I'll do you one better. If I'm sick, I'll stay home from class. That's the safest place for me to be. Oh, and by the way, God has created something called symptoms. And this is what I recommended she say. And if I have symptoms of illness, I won't show up at class. And therefore, you don't need to worry about all the other human pincushions that somehow miraculously still get sick, even though they are inoculated against the very thing that they're supposed to not to get sick of. And I'm sure that's grammatically correct. So there you have it, friends. I would identify in the state of California as fully immunized, just the way God made me. I'm fully immunized by the power of the Holy Spirit. And how do you like them apples? That's what I would say. That's what I recommend she says. And I will keep you posted as to what the outcome is. Friends, I've been speaking about this for years and years, and I will continue to speak out about this for years to come, because apparently in the state of California, you've still got some slow individuals that are quite slow on the uptake, and potentially Mary, she, they is one or many of them. I think I said that straight. All right, friends, I do appreciate you being on board. I will be replying to your many cards and letters, because I want to share with you some incredible heavenly hugs that I've had from my precious loved ones that have gone beyond and are now experiencing eternal glory. And I believe that God is letting me know that all is well and all will be well. That is my hope and prayer for you. I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming video. Please get on that free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. And that is additional information in a written form that you can read, learn from, and share with others. Thanks for being on board, everybody, and I'll see you soon.